Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I'm not Alex Jones. I'm the fill-in host for Alex Jones, Mike Adams. Glad to be with you. Thanks for listening in. Alex will be calling in, by the way, at the top of the next hour to give us his views on the NFL's new enhanced pat-down requirements. Yeah, you're going to be patted down from the ankles up just for watching a football game. It's the beginning of the massive invasion of your privacy in public places. It's no longer just the airport. No longer just government buildings. Now it's going to be every sporting event, every shopping event, every school event, you name it. We'll get into that later. Right now I'm joined in studio by Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who is, of course, the researcher who first looked at the links between vaccines and gastrointestinal disorders in children. Now, interestingly, Dr. Wakefield never said that vaccines cause autism, and yet that accusation has been used against him in numerous smear campaigns and total lies and total fabrications by even medical journals and, of course, virtually everyone in the mainstream media, all the usual suspects. We're not even going to get into that. Now, we were talking before the break, Dr. Wakefield, about the bill in California. What this bill, once again, would allow schools to inject children with vaccines without parental consent.
Correct.
I want to get another action item from you on this. What can people do right now to resist this vaccine tyranny in California and help defeat this bill?
Well, I think if parents do not oppose this bill, then they are going to fail their own children in California for a long, long time to come. The thing to do is to contact the office of Governor Brown to veto the bill AB 499, and that must be done as soon as possible. The bill has actually been passed but not signed off, but there are many in California who think it has actually been put into action.
So it is
passed. It must be vetoed by the governor refusing to sign it off.
So if Governor Brown goes along with this bill, he could end up having the reputation that Governor Perry has today for mandating vaccines, although it's a different, it's not a mandate necessarily, but it's the same issue of vaccines being injected into children without parental consent.
I think Governor Perry made a mistake. I think he acknowledged that he made a mistake, and that has since come to light and hasn't gone as far as this has gone. This is a bill that is actually passed and is merely waiting to be signed off by the governor. This is far more insidious and far more dangerous.
Yeah, it's scary that all the state legislature there in California approved of this. They must have received all kinds of money from the drug companies.
One can only guess.
That's a pretty safe assumption. What's the latest on the autism situation? And also want to ask you, has the British Medical Journal yet retracted their baseless attacks on you where they distorted the facts, where they lied, they just openly lied about where your data came from in your research and why it didn't match some of the original general physicians and so on? Any updates on that situation?
Well, the simple answer to the question is no, they have not retracted, but they have now, in the last few days, been given the opportunity to retract, having been presented with the definitive evidence there was absolutely no fraud. In fact, the fraud was fully on the part of the journalist Brian Deer. So we shall await events on that one and see where they go with that. But clearly, the BMJ are incompetent in as much that they failed to check their facts, and they've got themselves into a very difficult situation. Now, as far as autism in general, what has happened since I spoke to you last, Mike, we've had the paper from South Korea showing 1 in 38, 1 in 36 children in South Korea have autism, an extraordinary level of disease. We've had a number of papers showing that it is far more of an environmental disorder than previously thought, far less of a genetic disorder. So that may simply be that the profile of the disease is changing, and what we're seeing is a novel environmental disease emerging.
Well, and by environmental, you mean things that have been injected into them or that they've been exposed to.
Yeah, things in the environment that they have been exposed to.
All right, we got to go to break. I want to thank you for joining me, Dr. Wakefield. It's been great having you here on the show. And everybody check out the book Callous Disregard and the website one more time.
Callous-disregard.com.
There we go. Dr. Andrew Wakefield right here on the Alex Jones Show. We will be back talking to David Wolf on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the secret police are in full force here in America today. It's almost like we're occupied by an enemy force that is trying to take over America. It's some kind of weird, bizarre Twilight Zone situation with this, if you see something, say something. And now they're doing this psychological profiling of, air travelers now asking you, do you feel angry? Do you feel angry? Yeah, I feel kind of angry, actually, that you're reaching down my pants. That's not making me happy. This continues, this secret police tactic continues with the new Attack Watch website. Oh, well, this is great comedy, but it's not comedy. This is really happening. Attackwatch.com. This has been put up by the Obama group, the Obama supporters. Oh my gosh, this is great. Well, you're supposed to report any kind of a smear or any kind of attack on Obama. Yeah, or maybe did you hear your neighbor say something bad about Obama? Like, we lost our jobs because the economy is being crushed by global bankers and criminals who work for the government. You might be reported on attackwatch.com. Yeah, what a great site. I want to encourage all InfoWars fans and Alex Jones listeners to go on to Attack Watch and report some comedy, report some really funny stuff. Report the fact that you saw Janet Napolitano's face on a screen at Walmart teaching you to be afraid. tell them all about that. Report the fact that you're being advised to walk through a microwave scanner at the airport, or that someone reached down your pants and they flashed a government badge and said that was their right because, oh, they run security now in this country. Yeah, report all that too. Fight the smears, it says. Well, so wait a minute. You mean if you criticize Obama over the loss of jobs, the economic implosion, the massive, massive increase in public debt, government debt, the trillions of dollars in fiat currency that has been printed by the Federal Reserve and that has been taken on in new debt by the U.S. Treasury under just the Obama administration, if you complain about that or criticize that or even ask questions about it, you could be reported to AttackWatch.com. I'm sure I'm going to be reported to AttackWatch just for saying this. In fact, someone's going to post on AttackWatch that Mike Adams was on the Alex Jones Show attacking AttackWatch.com. That's going to be the complaint. I can't wait to see that. It's incredible. It just, look, the situation just gets more bizarre with each passing day. There's something like a weird McCarthyism happening in America today. That may not even be the right term, but now the secret police are just expanding out into every realm of your life. The FDA now under the Food Safety Modernization Act is going to unleash an army of new agents who are going to inspect your gardens and inspect your greenhouses. And now women like Kippy Miller, who I mentioned from Truly Raw Gourmet, you know, men with badges show up at her door flashing their badges. Let us in. We're going to shut down your coconut creamery. Julie Bass, Oak Park, Michigan, intimidated for growing gardens in her own yard. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The level of secret police activity in this country is just beyond belief. So I'm not going to dwell on it right now. In fact, I'm going to get on to another topic. I just want to put that out there. AttackWatch.com is some pretty freaky stuff. I'm not going to use the same expletives that Dr. Wakefield accidentally aired on here in the last segment, but they do come to mind. In this segment, we're going to talk about superfoods versus radiation. And we've got a great guest joining us, but let me give an intro to him and explain why we're covering this topic in particular. You know, Fukushima isn't over. The radiation is still coming our way. On top of that, we now know that the nuclear industry is, in many ways, staffed by people who just don't know what they're doing. Now, I know there are a lot of good people in the nuclear industry. I know there are a lot of veterans who are really smart, nuclear engineers, who know exactly what they're doing. They're good people, and they're trying to keep those nuclear facilities safe. But, there's a problem in the nuclear industry, which is once you hit your lifetime limit of exposure to ambient radiation from working there, you're out. And they bring in new people who don't know what they're doing. This is what happened in Fukushima. And then they mess things up even worse, or they fail to operate the facility the way it's supposed to operate in a safe manner, and things get out of control. So we have, I think, a risk, a very real risk, of other additional nuclear catastrophes happening in the future. And that's not even counting the possibility of a solar flare, which is not a big risk tomorrow or the next day, but within a human lifetime, it's a significant risk that a solar flare could knock out the power grid, knock out the transformers, and take offline many of the nuclear facilities, meaning they would have to run on diesel generators or propane generators or backup battery power just to keep themselves from not going into meltdowns. And there are hundreds of nuclear power plants around the world, 440, I believe, commercial nuclear facilities operating today. So in order to keep ourselves safe, we need to be able to protect ourselves from radiation. Now, the government only has one option for you. Take some potassium iodide, and that's about it. They don't teach you the rest of the story, as usual. The rest of the story comes from people who are schooled in holistic nutrition. Superfoods is what we're talking about here. And one of the best read and most informative people in that realm is David Wolf. And David Wolf is actually credited for really popularizing goji berries in America and, to a large extent, cacao. He's helped to repopularize cacao, and he's joining us here by Skype on the Alex Jones Show. David, are you there?
I am here. How you doing, Mike Adams?
All right, great. Great to have you on. Now, you probably heard the intro there. First of all, talk about the role of nutrition in protecting us from ionizing radiation, if you would.
We learned from Hiroshima and Nagasaki that diet does play an important part in protecting yourself. There's genetic factors, there's dietary factors, there's lifestyle factors, but nutrition is the most important. There are a number of ways that radioactive debris can actually harm us. One is that they burn us. It's like that's the radiation. That's actually the – it's like a free radical damage. So we can help to alleviate that by nutrition. If we take in, for example, medicinal mushrooms, which are very rich in a compound called beta-glucans, which is a sugar. It actually helps to soothe over and smooth over and calm the burn caused by radiation. Also, when we uptake a radioactive mineral, we can limit that uptake by having enough minerals in our system that outcompete the radioactive mineral. That's the whole idea of iodine. Radioactive iodine-131, you breathe it in. If you're saturated in iodine, you do not breathe it in, and therefore you do not develop thyroid disease or thyroid cancer, which is the very first symptom of radiation poisoning. In addition to that, there are certain superfoods like ginseng, which is really a super herb, that help to deactivate and step down the radioactive isotopes so that they help them degrade into isotopes that are non-radioactive.
Bentonite clay and clays for absorbing and detoxing radiation? Is that something you also advocate?
Absolutely. And we go to the most powerful earthy compounds that are available, which are things like fulvic acid, not folic acid, but fulvic acid and black mica extract, which neutralize radioactive isotopes and lock them up so your body can excrete them.
Yeah, that's the key, is getting it out of your body, because as you know, just one of these particles can actually kill you if it starts irradiating from inside your body. I want to mention, too, a couple of things. David Wolf is the co-founder of LongevityWarehouse.com and also Enerfood, which is a sponsor of this show. Enerfood is a superfood that contains many of the elements that David is actually mentioning, so I do want to encourage you to check out that superfood. Obviously, they can't say, you know, that it protects you from radiation. It's probably not an FDA-approved statement. In fact, what would you say, David, that the FDA doesn't really allow anybody who offers superfood products to really talk about radiation protection, do they?
That's right. I mean, the FDA doesn't allow us to really get away with any claims that are substantial. And even if those claims are based on, for example, 7,000 peer-reviewed studies, I'm thinking of fish oil. My friend Dr. Dave is a fish oil scientist. 7,000 studies, he cannot make certain claims like anti-inflammatory claims because the FDA doesn't allow it.
Well, it's incredible. The FDA, we've seen, is censoring science. We've seen all kinds of censorship of science. Again, in the post-9/11 era, where they have to rewrite the rules of physics to match the government cover story, the FDA is rewriting science all the time, saying that there's no such thing as a nutrient or a mineral that has a beneficial health effect in the human body. That's their official position. It's astounding. And yet, in your world, David, you are steeped in the world of nutrition. You must see people all the time who are revolutionizing their health due to taking superfoods or just getting some quality supplements into their bodies from time to time.
Absolutely, and that's what drives me on. I've had so many people who've lost 200 pounds, 100 pounds, radically changed their health, overcame diabetes, overcame cancers, overcame all different kinds of heart disease, plaque formations in their body. They're still going strong today. I had a guy 18 years ago, I helped, he had celiac disease. I helped him out. He's going strong today, completely free of all symptoms. So there are natural solutions, of course, that are out there, but we've got to be aware of what our choices are, because obviously those choices are being inhibited or blocked in some way by government agencies and by the media to some degree as well. Fortunately, we have the internet. Fortunately, we have the Alex Jones Show that can get the information out.
Yeah, what did you do? Are you based in California right now, or were you in the aftermath of the Fukushima catastrophe?
I was literally in Seoul, Korea, and we flew over right over Fukushima the next day after it happened. I looked at the flight maps, and we actually literally flew right over Fukushima. I drank a bottle of ginseng, like a 30-day supply, on that flight. So I was trying to protect myself as best as possible. I ended up in Hawaii. By the way, Hawaii is getting about 5 hot particles per day, which means that anything that is processing air, like your lungs, like your air filter on your car, can actually be uptaking these radioactive particles. If you work as a mechanic...
Stay with us, Dave. We got to go to break. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. We're going to take a break. Stay with us On the other side, we will continue with David Wolf, and I want to ask David about the awesome food raids and food freedom in America. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Yeah, they don't want to see us unite. Getting some good tunes in there, reminding us about what freedom is all about. And speaking of freedom, we are, of course, advocates of health freedom and political freedom and freedom of speech and the Bill of Rights, all of these things. Right now we're talking about food freedom with our guest, David Wolf. And, David, I got a question for you. Actually, sorry, I should have mentioned this to you on the break, but Dr. Oz is in the news right now for warning people about the arsenic level of apple juice. Now, he says there's arsenic in there from apple seeds, but of course there's arsenic in apple seeds, but people like you and I, David, we juice apples and we juice the seeds. We drink apple seeds. We drink a little bit of arsenic every day when we juice, right? Isn't that normal?
That's normal. It's just like there's mercury in seaweeds. It's just a natural part of the ecosystem, and it's a natural variation in minerals that are available in our foods.
Yeah, in fact, arsenic, I believe it has an anti-cancer effect, which is that gets into laetril and vitamin B17, the pits inside peaches. Do you want to comment on that at all?
There's no question that laetril was the victim of suppression by the FDA and the federal government, actually. And it was driven out of the country. Laetril treatments are treatments that are developed out of apricot kernels, and apple seeds and other natural foods contain this compound, which is a natural form of cyanide for cancer cells. But your healthy cells can deactivate it. So it selectively kills off cancer cells.
Yeah, there's a great book on that. I think it's called World Without Cancer by Ed Griffin, in fact. Yeah,
the same
guy who did the Creature from Jekyll Island and wrote about the Federal Reserve. Ed Griffin, one of the great patriots in our nation today. So check out that book. David, while you're with us here, this is a relatively short segment, so I wanted to ask you to comment on the Raw Some Food raid situation. You are very familiar with superfoods and the power of raw foods. I mean, you are a raw food advocate. You've been living on a raw food diet for, what, a decade now, something like that?
18 years.
18 years.
Yeah, I'm an advocate for the availability of superfoods like chlorella that can protect us from radiation, and like the things that Rossum offers, or at least did offer before the raid. I shop at Rossum, and I know everybody there, and this is a complete tragedy in the community. It's completely frivolous. In fact, it's totally ridiculous. I mean, why don't they spend time going after people who are shooting each other on the streets of L.A.? Why go after people who are into health food? Why spend these resources on chasing down people who want their raw food instead of people who are running around making drugs and killing each other?
Well,
I don't get it.
Isn't the answer obvious? They want people to be diseased, David. They want people to not have access to the foods that can keep them healthy and prevent chronic degenerative disease. I mean, I don't know if you agree with that statement, but I've come to that conclusion that they literally want the American people to be sick, to be diseased, to be enslaved, to have no knowledge, to be completely ignorant of nutrition. Do you agree with any part of that?
Absolutely. It's part of the agenda, and it's part of the story. It's part of the pharmaceutical, petroleum, banking, government control grid. Let's get rid of everything that can actually heal you. And, you know, I was doing some research on Monsanto Corporation, found out they're owned by Pfizer. They're actually owned by the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. And this is a big deal. It means that they get you sick on one end, then they sell you the drug on the other end. It's a perfect system. So we're looking to create freedom that evades that little trap they've set up for us.
Yeah, I think just for the record, I think Pfizer is an investor or a shareholder in Monsanto, but you're right that there are financial ties back and forth. There are board of director ties across all of these corporations. Even going into high-tech companies like Microsoft, and you've got Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and so on, but we don't want to go into all of that. We've only got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything else you wanted to add to what people can do to protect themselves from radiation? What about things like zeolites? Is that something that you advocate?
Absolutely. I mean, Chernobyl was sprayed with a foam of zeolite and boron. Those are two things you can take. Zeolite is an earthy compound that's created when volcanic lava hits the ocean, and in areas where that's happened in the history of the Earth, you'll have zeolite formations. You can actually eat that, and that locks up radioactive material. Boron neutralizes neutrons. So when you have a radioactive particle in your body, it will spontaneously excrete neutrons. Boron will neutralize that. Boron is one of the best supplements against radiation, and that's very likely what they're going to be spraying on Fukushima here shortly.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know boron is also taken up by cantaloupe, so that's one food that's got a good source of it. David, I want to thank you for being here. And folks, if you want to check out more about David's knowledge on superfoods, he is the co-founder of LongevityWarehouse.com. They're all into superfoods there. And also, again, check out Enter Health Botanicals, which is a sponsor of this show that has superfoods that can help you in so many ways. David, thank you for joining me here on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks so much, Mike Adams. Lots of luck to everybody out there.
Good to see you. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. 497-8345.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host for today, Mike Adams. Alex is off, but he's probably listening in because he's going to be joining us in, what, about half an hour by phone to chime in on the NFL's intrusive pat-down searches, and Alex Jones has announced a boycott of the NFL. So just stay tuned in for half an hour. You'll hear Alex talk about that. In the meantime, we have an amazing guest lined up for you here. In fact, we just talked about the Rawsome Food Raids with David Wolf in the last segment. I want to thank David for coming on. The Rawsome Food situation, you've heard about it in great detail here on the Alex Jones Show, so I'm not going to go into all the detail of it. However, James Stewart was one of the three who was arrested at gunpoint and charged with felony crimes. Yeah, felonies. Very serious crimes, especially considering that they were just basically distributing food, raw goat's milk, raw cheese, tomatoes, mangoes, farm fresh eggs that, oh my God, they weren't even refrigerated. I can't believe that that's one of the issues, that you have to refrigerate your eggs. People don't know the truth about this. Look, I used to live in South America. We would buy eggs down there all the time. They were never refrigerated because they weren't washed. If you wash the egg, then you take off the outer layer, and then it can get infected, and that's when you need to refrigerate it. If you don't wash the eggs, you don't have to refrigerate them right away. They're perfectly safe. You know, it's funny. The food police in America are just clueless morons, okay? They have no understanding of real food. Sorry, I'm getting off track. But anyway, joining us now for the very first public interview following the Rawsome Food raid is James Stewart himself. Now, I got to say, we're not going to be able to talk to James about any details related to the pending case itself for reasons that we'll go into. James, are you with us on the phone?
I am.
Hey, it's great to have you on the Alex Jones Show today, James. Now, let's just start with the important issue that you are not allowed to talk. This is a condition of your bail release, right? You're not allowed to talk about anything related to the case?
That is correct.
Okay, well, I see you're demonstrating that principle right there.
how frustrating do you think that is?
Yeah, that's very frustrating. So we're not going to be able to ask you about anything about the raid. I'm not going to try to trick you into talking about it. We don't want to get you in any more trouble. What we do want you to do is talk about your philosophies of nutritious food and food freedom. What is it that you believe about food in America, and why is what we're seeing all across the country with the FDA and Department of Agriculture raids, why is that a violation of basic food rights?
Well, you know, it says in not only the Constitution, but the Declaration of Independence, we all have unalienable rights. You can also repronounce that word, unalienable rights, and that word means that they can't be transferred. Well, the question is, what can't be transferred? Your rights can't be. The idea that people can't choose what foods they want to put in their body is insane. So, I mean, that's the bottom line of any of this. This is not about raw dairy or anything else. This is about our rights to choose what we want to put into our own bodies and our children's bodies.
Well, yeah, any violation of that is absolutely insane, but that's par for the course today. What we're seeing the government do across many areas, many industries, is pure insanity. I mean, the ATF with Operation Fast and Furious, totally insane, completely criminal. The drug companies, the vaccines that are contaminated, that harm and even kill many children, totally insane.
And by the way, I wanted to make one correction to something you said before you were leading in. This time when they came, there wasn't any guns drawn. I was arrested, but there were no guns drawn.
Okay, they weren't drawn, but they were carrying firearms, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm just correcting that.
No, I appreciate the correction, and I'm thinking the last time they had the raid, there was video of them drawing their guns and pointing their guns at the food.
That's correct.
That's bizarre. Did they think that raw dairy is alive or something, like the cheese was going to leap off the shelf and attack them?
Well, that's been the question for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, they think raw food is some kind of terrorist substance, I suppose. I've got a lot of questions for you here, and I will respect your boundaries on what you can talk about and what you can't. I do want to emphasize to those listening here on the Alex Jones Show that this is the first public interview you've done, James. And for those who want to follow more of your information, check out the website realfoodrights.com. And this website keeps you posted on what's happening with Rawsome Foods. Rawsome Foods technically never really closed. Isn't it true that Rawsome is still accepting memberships and planning to be operating again very shortly?
Yeah. How would I answer that?
Okay, well, I'm...
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. First of all, Rawsome was never... It's never been a business, and that's... Yeah. People have to
understand,
Rawsome was never a business. It was a community of like-minded people that were pulling their energies together to obtain, sustainable, ascertainable, verifiable sources of food, that they choose to put in their own bodies.
Yeah, I do want to make that correction. The voice you heard in the background was James' attorney, who is listening in on this conversation, making sure that he doesn't get in any more trouble with, saying something that the court doesn't want. And I appreciate you being here for that. Yeah, Rawsome Food was a food distribution point, a private club, not a grocery store.
And it was never open to the public.
Exactly.
And I, want to say one thing. I'll just briefly introduce myself.
Sure.
My name is Ajna Sharma Wilson. I do represent James Stewart, and I do also represent the members of Rossum. And, you know, basically at this point, Rossum was a community. It was a very special place where people were learning about food and from people like James who are so knowledgeable, and the only resources we have really to gain true knowledge are each other. So Rossum was a great community and is still existing, you know, among its members and inviting people to educate themselves and think for themselves.
Yeah, well said. In fact, the loss of, the raid on Rossum has been devastating to many people. I've heard stories of parents who were buying raw goat's milk to feed their infant children, and now they can't get that. It is a shame that this was being attacked. Now, let me get back to you, James. What looking at the history of our country, I mean, America was in many ways founded on food freedom, and the right to grow your own food, the right to consume raw milk. What do you think our people living even just three or four generations ago would think about what has happened today with Rossum?
Well, you know, back in the 30s and the early 40s, there was no such thing as pasteurization. So, you know, there was only raw milk in those days and raw dairy. And so if somebody had told you back in the mid-40s that in the year 2000 that raw dairy would be illegal and you could be arrested for it, they probably would have sent you to some insane asylum someplace, you know, or thought you were completely crazy. And here we are 60 years later with that being the very fact. So, you know, the idea that people can't choose to put what they want into their bodies is and obtain the food that they want to feed themselves. You know, Thomas Jefferson said, which is, I think it's incredible. I've read a lot of quotes recently, and he said, if people let government decide what foods they eat and medicines they take, they will be in as soon a sorry state as those that live under tyranny. And that was said 230 years ago.
Yeah, he could see, a brilliant man, of course. He saw what was coming, and now we're seeing it right in our faces. Speaking of tyranny by the FDA, there was a lawsuit filed, I believe, last year by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, where they sued the FDA over its restrictions, essentially its outlawing of the interstate transportation of raw dairy. Now, you've looked into this case in great detail, James, and I understand, do you have some quotes from the FDA to share with us today?
Yeah, actually, I was going to go ahead and do that. You know, last year, the FDA responded in lawsuit, and James and I kind of went over it, and in the legal response, the FDA countered that, and this is their direct quote, "There is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to food of all kinds."
All right. Let me get that again. There is no deeply rooted historical tradition of unfettered access to food of all kinds. So the FDA is saying you don't have a right to food.
Right. And basically as evidence of this position, the agency cites the dietary laws of biblical times. The FDA actually went further and stated that there is no absolute right to consume or feed children any particular kind of food because comprehensive federal regulation of the food supply has been in effect at least since Congress enacted the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906. Thus, the plaintiffs, the people's claim to fundamental privacy interests in obtaining food of their own choice for themselves and their families is without merit.
It's incredible. Yeah, that this is without merit.
And they even go on and they say,
yeah, go ahead.
Furthermore, they do say that there is no generalized right to bodily and physical health, and as just a coup d'etat. Finally, if such right did exist, it would not render the FDA's regulations unconstitutional because prohibiting the interstate sale of distribution of unpasteurized milk promotes bodily and physical health. And
Okay, so it's lies within lies within lies. And I love the part about the FDA quoting the Bible as their justification for just outright total tyranny, total intimidation.
and stripping away our food freedoms. It's absolutely insane. James, what...
The question has always been for many of us around the country, not just myself and you know, these lovely, you know, food, you know, communities, it's really the question of who's... Because, you know, I've said this many times, I really don't have an issue with some of the agents and whatnot are just doing their job. The question is, who's authorizing it and for what purpose?
Well, I've got an issue with the agents just doing their jobs. I mean, maybe you don't, but I do. I mean, that's what the Nazi SS soldiers did. That's what the people did of shooting people on the Berlin Wall. I mean, it, you know, tyranny happens because people just do their jobs without thinking about the actual rights, whether it's God-given rights or constitutional rights. You know, I mean, just doing their jobs. I'm sorry, they're just. I think they should be brought up on charges personally.
Yeah, well, you know, the idea that people can't choose and find a place that has the highest quality, which is what this community was all about, the highest quality products available. You know, in the beginning of this conversation, you were mentioning eggs, and I think it's interesting because, you know, here's my question to everybody. Where were eggs sold at any store before 1992? Here in the United States. They were sold in the non-refrigerated sections of stores. So what happened in 1992? And as you said, you can go anywhere in the world. And, of course, you are also correct by the unwashed eggs and whatnot. So I'm, you know, all these regulations are prohibiting people from getting the fresh, high-quality foods that they really want.
Again, going back to the quote that Ajna read there, there is no absolute right to consume or feed children any particular kind of food. And the FDA says, quote, there is no generalized right to bodily and physical health. Folks, this is the essence of the FDA's criminality and total, I call it terrorism, to intimidate raw dairy producers in the United States and then claim you have no right to health, you have no right to bodily and physical health, and they can tell you what to eat and what you can't eat. It's just incredible. This is the root of tyranny.
Right, and it's not just about raw dairy. It's about all the foods. They're going after any and all foods.
Well, exactly. Raw almonds have been outlawed in California. That wasn't an FDA issue. That was more of an agriculture issue, but same thing. The FDA has gone after even things like natural sweeteners. Stevia was outlawed in America for decades before it was finally allowed and tolerated by the FDA because it was brought in by Cargill at that point. What else do you see that disturbs you out there in the country with food rights and food freedoms, James?
Well, it farms. I mean, it's going on everywhere at this point. They're attacking the very source of the food sources. So, you know, you have to ask yourself the question again: what's really going on? Why are people being prohibited from making their own unalienable choice of what they want? And by the way, the word unalienable means you can't transfer your rights away. So their contention that people don't have them in the first place is crazy. Of course we do. And of course we have the right to feed our children. And it's going on farms as well, in, you know, stores. I see it everywhere at this point. So again,
well,
you know,
once you start seeing one bureaucratic system, and start educating yourself, and really this does kind of touch upon personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Once you start educating yourself and seeing one travesty, it becomes almost something, your blinders come off in a sense.
Well, that's what's beautiful about this, is this whole issue has really awakened many people in California. People who perhaps weren't paying attention to the political arena, but now with the Rawsome Food raid and many other raids going on, many other businesses being intimidated, they're waking up and saying, wait a minute, this is not right. What's going on here? I mean, are you here? Go ahead.
No, you're right. This is a wonderful wake-up call for people to understand that something more than something simple that they think, oh, that's just about raw milk or something. It's not at all. And that's why, you know, this has really sort of gelled the entire – by the way, there's an international response going on the Internet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. By the way, a break is coming up here in a couple of minutes. After the break, would you be able to stay on with us and perhaps take a call or two?
Sure, no problem.
All right. Well, let's see if we can get some callers in to talk to you. And, of course, we'll instruct callers they cannot ask you about the court case because, again, because your First Amendment rights have been stripped away. People thought I made this up when I first reported this as well. But you were forced to sign something as a condition of your bail or of your release that said, what did it say specifically? You can't discuss
anything? There are five paragraphs, and in those five paragraphs, I'm sure Ajna, maybe she has them with them. I don't have them with me, but they basically are, you know, they're talking about not being able to. Go ahead, Ajna. Go ahead.
We can actually, what we can do, I mean, if people are interested, you know, I can probably get you a copy of that, and then maybe that's something that you can report on. And they are personal conditions. They are just basically not to incite. Unfortunately, James has been put in a position where he was given a choice. He had to comply with what they were telling him to do or stay in jail.
Well, incredible. We got to go to a break here, Ajna. Yeah. Let's on the other side of this break. Let's keep James on here, and I invite your calls. You already know the number, so call in. We'll see if we can get a couple of questions for James, but keep your questions within the realm of what he can legally answer right now because he is being censored by the state of California right now. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Welcome back. Hey, we're here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm the fill-in host, Mike Adams, and we are being joined by James Stewart, who was charged with multiple felony counts after the Rawesome Food Raid took place. What was it, a couple of months ago now, it seems like. Oh, my gosh.
I can tell you it's August 3rd, and it's actually 14 criminal counts.
14 criminal counts. And by the way, Jared, can you boost my audio in my ear so I can hear a little better, please? Thank you. James, so this is James' first interview on the air after the raids took place and after he was arrested. And now, just before the break, we invited some callers to call in and ask some questions. We've got Mark and Diane and Julio on the calls. But I just want to remind you, there are certain questions that James is not allowed to answer because of the conditions of his bail release. If you can believe that, I guess the First Amendment doesn't apply in California's justice system anymore. So let's go to Mark from Philadelphia. You're on the air, Mark.
Good afternoon. I really appreciate, Mike, the great work you're doing and the great work you're doing out there. James, I'm originally from Missouri, and the same kind of thing's going on in Missouri with the Morningside Dairy being raided in southern Missouri a year ago concerning raw cheese, and I think there was some connection with Rawesome. But
it's Morning, by the way, it's Morning Land Dairy.
Or Morning Land, okay.
Yep.
To me, and I, by the way, I grew up in the restaurant business in southern Missouri, and so, and I grew up in the rural area. I know the connection to the farms, to the land, to the people, to our community, and food's a very important part of this. But my sense of it is it's not just about the food, and there's also issues going on with the rabbits. I don't know if you heard about the Dollarites in southern Missouri, the USDA trying to give them trouble about raising rabbits, which is totally ridiculous. To me, it's not about the food. It's not about the rabbits. It's not about the puppy dogs. It's not about the cows. What it's about teaching us who's in charge through fear and intimidation, and ultimately they want to destroy the independent thinker, the independent small farmer, the independent businessman. And that's so what would you have to say about that, James?
Well said. You know, it's true. It seems that they want everybody to be in a submissive mode at this point, and you know, it's not constant. You feel those things. It's about knowing as a free thinker what you know is right and the right thing to do, and the right thing to do is what we've been talking about, and that's really the bottom line of it all. And yeah, I know it's going on everywhere. And it's sad, but you know the whole point is people just need to start standing up.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Mark, for your question and for your comment there, James. Let's go to Diane in Louisiana, who now has a question for James.
Okay, I was aware of that Rawesome Food. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing the company wrong, but when I saw that video air, I was just floored. And my thing of it is that this system, it is so jacked up now. If I had small kids right now and refused to feed them, I would be arrested. And they would come get my kids. And if I had a choice right now to choose a certain food, I would go with the more nutritious food than these GMOs that they're serving us now and forcing us to buy. And another comment I like to make, I'm hoping that Ron Paul would bring up some of these issues, you know, to help his campaign to show what Obama is doing. And Rick Perry, I believe he would do the same.
Well, good question, Diane. We got to go to break. But James, comment real fast on Diane's comments there.
Well, I think that the waking up process is going on all over the country with a few politicians. But, you know, you're correct. We should be able to allow ourselves to choose for especially feeding our children.
All right, stay with us. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us, and thank you for your call, Diane.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.